USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lines at COVID testing sites have been very long this last week. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about it on ABC's This Week.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, or the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
For people in the South, there was no white Christmas. In fact, it was quite warm over the holiday. In some areas, it will stay sunny, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
So it looks above average temperatures from the central southern plains and the southeast. Not quite as extreme, but we're looking at 60s and 70s for highs, and then lows on New Year's morning in the 50s.
This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
More mask mandate cases are seeing their way into the courts.
A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argue that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Omicron has hit the airlines hard. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled due to staffing and other shortages. Many Christmas travelers are stranded at the airport. These are frustrated travelers in Los Angeles.
I got a text message this morning saying that my flight was canceled.
Leaving the house, thinking we're going to travel, and then you get here and it's canceled.
They're telling us it's at least 3 days to get any of us anywhere near LA or Hawaii.
Our flight apparently just got rebooked until tomorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
World-renowned Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. This report airing on the BBC News Network.
He was first and foremost a priest, not a politician. But for the best part of half a century, he was the face of reconciliation and South Africa's moral compass.
The system of this country, apartheid, is immoral. The system of this country is evil.
Desmond Mbilo Tutu remained outside of party politics, but he used the church as a platform for protest against white minority rule. It was under South Africa's oppressive government that he first campaigned against apartheid. When emotions were boiling over, his influence helped prevent bloodshed, and in 1984 he was given the highest recognition for his efforts.
When you've been given the Nobel Peace Prize, it doesn't really belong to you, or in a way you can say it makes you answerable to the world. I mean, the world, as it were, has a piece of you.
In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.